This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. It's been nearly 4 months since Kenosha Police Officer Rustin Shesky severely wounded a black resident, Jacob Blake Jr., while trying to take Blake into custody. Blake's family and their supporters are still urging Kenosha County District Attorney Mike Gravely to issue criminal charges against the officer and for the police department to fire Shesky. Saturday afternoon in downtown Kenosha, Lutheran Bishop Paul Erickson kicked off a rally for Blake with a prayer for justice.
Justice for Jacob Blake and justice for all of your children who suffer unjustly at the hands of those who make bad decisions.
Surrounding Erickson were about 25 people who braved snow, wind, and sleet to gather across from the county courthouse. District Attorney Gravely told the Kenosha News last week that he and former Madison Police Chief Noble Ray, hired as an independent expert, are reviewing a massive amount of evidence related to the August shooting. Gravely said they're making progress. But Jacob Blake's uncle, Justin Blake, says the delay in announcing a decision is very frustrating.
You can be meticulous to a fault, you know? And I think we're at the border of being meticulous to a fault.
Supporters of Jacob Blake have also been calling for widespread changes in Kenosha to improve opportunities for more people and bring a greater sense of racial equity. Tanya McLean heads the group Leaders of Kenosha. She says she expects progress to take a while.
As a black person, we know how slow the wheels turn and how our wins are very small and far in between, but we're grateful for those and we're going to continue to seek those and pursue them with patience and grace.
Kenosha recently announced an $18 million retail and residential project for the Uptown neighborhood, where heavy damage occurred during protests following the Blake shooting. McLean says she hopes black and brown communities are included in the economic revival. Elsewhere in Uptown and in downtown, where protests also occurred, some of the damage has been cleaned up and some businesses have taken boards off their windows. But boards are still up on some establishments as merchants wait to see what happens in the Blake and Shesky case and in the expected homicide trial early next year for Kyle Rittenhouse. Rittenhouse is the Illinois teen accused of killing two Kenosha protesters and wounding a third, 2 nights after Jacob Blake was shot. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.